Number 17 in the supplement, the Lord is my light. Let's sing out this evening.
No.
Jesus.
17 through 21. But if, while we seek to be justified by Christ, we ourselves are also found sinners, is Christ therefore a minister of sin? Certainly not. For if I build again those things which I destroyed, I make myself a transgressor. For I, through the law, die to the law, that I might live to God. I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. I do not set aside the grace of God, for if righteousness comes through the law, then Christ died in vain. Come to the table. verses 1 through 12. Seeing the crowds, he went up on the mountain, and when he sat down, his disciples came to him. And he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when others revile and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven, for so they persecuted the prophets who were before you.
Well, everyone can relax because I'm not leading a song. But in preparation for the invitation tonight, I got to thinking of a day a few years ago, one of my first days at USF, the first day we were all in the cadaver lab. I know a few other people here may have had the privilege of experiencing this. And it's strange because you walk in this very large room and it's cold and there's just a bunch of, you know, blue bags laid out, and you know what's coming, but you know you're not sure how you're going to handle it. You don't know if you might be the person that faints, or you might be the person that turns around and leaves and decides it's not for you. My grandfather said that happened to someone in his class, but that may or may not be true. And so, you know, you really worry about those kind of things, and that's what's on your mind. And so, you know, you get through it, and everyone opens their bag, and you kind of familiarize yourself with the cadaver. And it's just an interesting experience. But one thing that caught me by surprise is I wasn't so much grossed out. I didn't faint, fortunately. But what I thought about most was looking around the room, where are all these people now? You know, there are a lot of bodies in this room, bodies that were once inhabited by souls. And it really gets you to think, you know, were all these people prepared to meet their Maker? Did they all understand what was coming? And it's really a sobering thought. It kind of takes you out of the situation and reminds you of what's most important in this life. And so as I got to thinking about that, you know, the most obvious thought is after death comes judgment. And Hebrews 9 states that all people are destined to die and face judgment. And on speaking about the punishment of sin and further judgment because of that, Hebrews chapter 10 and verses 30 through 31 says, It is mine to avenge, I will repay. And again, the Lord will judge his people, because it is a fearful thing to fall in the hands of a living God. And this really got me thinking, you know, all these people in this room are, you know, used to, with souls used to inhabit these bodies, were they prepared to meet their maker? It is a fearful thing to be a sinner and to fall into the hands of the living God, as we read in that verse. And it really makes you think, you know, are you prepared? Am I prepared? And judgment is real. It faces all of us. God judges every single person who has ever lived. And this is concerning to us because the book of Romans, more specifically in chapter 3 and verse 23, teaches us that all have sinned and we have all fallen short of the glory of God. There's no escaping it. Judgment comes to us all, and we have to be accountable for what we have done. In recognizing our sin and our separation from God, we in turn must look to God for the answer. And just three chapters later in 6:23, we see that the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. And so it's not all loss. It's not all sorrow. We have hope. And so that kind of brings us to the invitation tonight. In order to have this hope, in order to reach heaven one day and be with God and spend an eternity with him, we must be baptized. And Mark chapter 16, verse 16 teaches that he who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned. You don't want to find yourself at the end of your life, you know, wondering if you should have followed God, wondering where you will be, you know, when you cross over to the other side, or however you want to look at it. Because the fact of the matter is that God will judge all of us, every one of us. He'll judge everyone that was in that room that day. And it's important to remember that as we go, and to remember that that living for him and being baptized is the key to salvation. And if anyone needs to come forward tonight and be baptized or make anything known to the congregation, now would be the time to come forward as we stand and sing.